We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. My name is Bart Winkler. Bucks and the Nets. We will have that post-game reaction and coverage later on in this episode. We will obviously start with the news of Craig Counsell going to the Chicago Cubs. A couple of people saying, oh, this is good for him. He gets to reset the market. What does he care about that? He don't care about that. He cares about the $8 million per year he's going to be getting. He cares that he doesn't have to drive that far to see his family and be away from his home. Although that's pretty bold, man, to have this as your home and then go to Chicago for work and cross enemy lines consistently. People are still going to see you in your community. They're still going to see you at Craig Counsell Field. They're still going to see you at Sendix. They're going to see you at Cops. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? I don't know. Midwest nice. Gosh, you see this guy in person, you're going to want to like yell at him. You're going to say, what the fuck, man? I don't know. I probably wouldn't say anything. I probably wouldn't say anything. I didn't say anything on Monday afternoon when I saw David Gruber downtown. I met Rami Makhlouf. Of all the days that we had a planned lunch, I met Cubs fan Rami Makhlouf, former 1250 chap at Tupelo Honey downtown, as I've been talking about, and got to see him and had a really nice meal. Very, very delicious. We had banana pudding as a dessert and we like shared it, which was pretty great. I went with one of their standard favorites, the famous fried chicken. So I got the sweet and spicy with the sriracha honey sauce, cilantro. I had grits as a side, wanted the mac and cheese, but went a few calories less and went with the grits. Grits, very good. I'm a big fan of grits. Tupelo Honey, you can check it out. When you make a reservation through the end of November, there's a place in the reservations where you can put notes, tupelohoneycafe.com, put Bart in there, and then they'll get you 20% off your food. Your food. So if you like do it and just do shots of Jaeger all night, you probably won't get that. But if you're getting a meal, up to six people, 20% off when you put Bart in, when you use your reservation. Very easy to make reservations. We had a 1 o'clock reservation that we pushed back to 1:15 as I was talking and finding out live that Craig Counsell was going to be the manager of the Chicago Cubs. Oh, so I ran into David Gruber. I saw David Gruber. And I had the opportunity to do something very viral, and I passed it up. Remember when Giannis signed the extension, and all of a sudden David Gruber was there? And Channel 4 interviewed him? And he got quick reaction from David Gruber? Like, that's how great Milwaukee is. That could have been me today. I was right by David Gruber. In fact, he went to Tupelo Honey, too. And he sat next to me and Rami. Him and another guy sat next to me and Rami. The entire time I was at Tupelo Honey, David Gruber was right next to us. And I didn't do anything content-wise. Now, do I feel ashamed about that? I guess. I can't do it. I don't have that gene in me. I tell people, come up and say hi to me if you see me. I don't have that gene in me. I think if I had, like, I don't know, if I had, like, a TV camera and you could tell with the news, I maybe would have done it. But if I was just like, hey, I do his podcast, can I interview you quick? You know, it's just weird. If I knew Gruber, I would do it, obviously. I would have a ton of exposure. Oh, my God, the exposure that I would have. all the unpaid engagement that I would be getting off of Elon. But I didn't do it. But I want you to know, I want you to know that I had an opportunity to do something for content, and either I passed it up, good for me, to leave a man alone when he just wants a nice meal at Tupelo Honey, or I didn't chase content. I wasn't a content chaser. And if this is going to be what I'm going to try to do, I don't know. Have I failed? Did I fail myself? Did I fail you? Did I fail Milwaukee? Who is the real villain today? Me for not getting a David Gruber interview, or Craig Counsell for leaving? Craig Counsell leaving, there's no comparison. You got to start every comparison with, like, this is like Hulk Hogan joining NWO. This would be, Kevin Durant joining the Warriors. This is like if one year Santa decided to give toys to everybody on the naughty list and not the nice list. This is unprecedented. You don't do this. You don't do this. And so we're saying that money was the final push. If money was the final push, I mean, the big problem I have with this, with Counsell, is how quick did it take him to make this decision? How much thought did he put into all the backlash and the broken hearts and the upset fan base? How much thought did he put into that? How much did the money initially and tell him, forget everything you've ever said, forget every video the Brewers have ever put out, forget every time you've talked about how great this is, forget every good moment you had in Milwaukee. That's going to go away because you're going to be the manager of the Chicago Cubs. And so clearly there's a dollar amount that he made that choice, but how much thought did he give into how the fans were going to react? The same fans that he has been a part of, the same fans that he goes out of his way to talk about the special bond that he has with them. How much time did you spend before you decided it was okay to leave? How much time? How much did you think about us? You know, when you were with her, did you think about me? Does it make it worse if he did? I don't know. I just know that this is so stupid. And this is news. So I did a quick YouTube. If you missed any of this, this is where I want to go until we get to the Bucks. I knew that he wasn't going to be the Brewers manager. We saw that news. But then I didn't know where he was going to manage. And Bretton Tosa broke that news to me. And then a couple other people joined on. This is from YouTube as the news broke.
I think he's one of the biggest villains in Wisconsin sports history. Like, you've talked about it. Like, you don't blame Giannis if he leaves. Like, players are a different story because, like, there is more money out there and, like, championships and all that stuff. Like, I don't expect homegrown players to just – are you fucking serious? Craig, you want to break it, Bart?
Oh, okay. This is great. I don't know. So tell me.
Craig Counsell is the next manager of the Chicago Cubs.
Nah, that's a lie. You're fucking with me.
Bart, I'm not fucking lying.
Nah, you're kidding. I'm not finding this out live like this. No, no.
I want to fucking cry.
No, no. We're not. Nuh-uh. No. He's the what again, do you say? What?
Ken Rosenthal. Cubs hiring Counsell.
Like Jack Counsell, right? His kid?
Dude, he's the biggest villain in Wisconsin sports history. How the fuck do you go to the Cubs?
This motherfucker's this is not a bit? This motherfucker's really going to the Cubs? What?
Pull it up.
You guys have no idea. Wow.
This is the end of me, I think. How can you ever watch baseball again?
That's what I've been trying to tell you guys. Sports sucks.
I'm no longer mad at Mark, like, at all. Like, Counsell,
me neither.
Counsell understands what Brewers baseball is. Like, 2 days ago, I was saying he's never going to be whatever. You can talk on this.
I don't know what to say.
Like, 2 days ago, I was saying, like, you're never going to be Bob Uecker. You're never going to be Robin Yount. Like, you're throwing away your Brewers legacy. Like, this takes it to a whole nother level.
I I transactionally celebrated. Like, I was in the same Wrigley Field visitor locker room as Craig Counsell when they won game 163. I was there. I was there when we interviewed him on that fake rainout makeup game. And he's like, yeah, you know, we've been there for all those Brewers Cubs games that have been heated. We've seen how Miller Park's become Wrigley North. And you say everything you say about the Brewers, and of all places, you go there? Nah.
Yeah. Nah. Exactly. Wow. Holy shit.
So they fired David Ross, obviously.
They did the same shit when they got Joe Maddon. I mean, props to the Cubs. Like, are you kidding me?
This is the heist of the century, and Cubs fans are really going to be, wow.
Here's
a picture. This is a picture I took of David Stearns, Bob Uecker, Mark Antanasio, Craig Counsell in the Wrigley Field Visitors Clubhouse. Wow.
I just told some people at work before I hopped on here. I was joking when I said it. I said, if he goes to the Cubs, I'm moving to an island and never watching sports again. What do I do now?
Traitor.
How do the Brewers move forward with Craig Counsell, the hometown guy that talked about for the last 9 years about how much the logo means to him, and it's not a bandwagon you just jump on. It's, you know, it's part of you. It's not a decision you make. Like, all that BS. How does this franchise move on with him managing the Cubs?
I mean, those games like are going to be awful to watch. How are you going to be able to watch a Brewers Cubs game from now on with the shots of him going in a Cubs uniform? How are you going to be able to watch that?
What's the biggest sports moment in history, like that you remember, Bart, where, like, you know, whether it was Damon switching, you know, between Red Sox and Yankees, or like that first Brewer Cub game in Milwaukee, what's that going to be like? Like, I hope there's 45,000 Brewer fans like throwing things on the field and like booing the absolute shit out of that motherfucker.
I got a couple of texts from former members of the fan. Toby says, Craig really hates you guys. Horvat says, let's go. That asshole. So Craig Counsell is going to coach the Cubs. What?
He must really hate it. Was it you or Grant that said maybe there's things going on behind the scenes in Milwaukee? Like, I mean, I thought that was absurd when it was said. I mean, who knows? Maybe.
I think I have talked to people. I think Grant has talked to people. I think there's plenty of people that we know that have talked to people that working in the Brewers organization is not the dream that you think it should be. And I know that there's different people, like formerly of the, I don't even want to say front office, but people that had offices at the, like, that just it changed or it got weird or got, like, any, you know, workplace situation will. I didn't ever expect that to go down to the clubhouse so much so that it'd be one thing if he spurned you for David Stearns and the Mets. You're like, man, that fucking sucks. This is a whole nother level of like a fuck you that I can't even wrap my head around. I really cannot.
And it's not just a choice like for him. Like, listen, like, usually athletes and managers, like, they don't give a shit about what Brett and Tulsa and diehard Brewer fans think. Like, we don't matter. It's just the truth. But like, it's not even about the fans. Like, what does this tell the rest of the players, like, in Milwaukee? Like, I know Brandon Woodruff might not be staying, but like, Brandon Woodruff to me and Christian Yelich, like, what are those guys supposed to think? Like, is winning here really possible? Like, we've talked about for 5 years how we hate the Cubs and the Wilson Contreras things, and like the blowback with like David Ross and game 163. Like, you throw all that away. Like, how I don't know. I feel like the franchise, even though they're set up really well on paper, like they've been in the playoffs, what, 5 or 6 years, or and top three farm system in the sport. Like they're set up really well, but like they're at a crossroads, and like news like this, it just completely derails everything that you've built.
Is this Daniel says, who did it worse, Council or Favre?
Council, absolutely. Well,
and the answer to this question might lie on what team you like more, but here's what Brett Favre did. Brett Favre was outwardly upset with what was happening, retired on and off, had wore the fan base thin, played another year somewhere else before he maneuvered his way to the team that he wanted to go to stick it to us, to stick it to the franchise. And that's what happened. Craig decided out of the blue to fucking go to the Cubs. Yeah, I agree with you. That's worse. I got about 5 more minutes. Tim Shea's here.
Yeah, I got to log off, Bart. But
all right, Brett, Godspeed to you.
One last thing. I think you are right. It probably depends on who you like more. But Packers fans forgave Brett Favre. And I'm not going to tell Bruce fans how to fan. Well, actually, yeah, I am. Bruce fans should never forgive this motherfucker. Like,
yeah, I agree with you. Brett Favre's was more manufactured. This is out of the blue. So it's worse. This is worse.
All right. I'm out.
Sorry, Brett.
Fuck you, Craig.
Brett and Tosa learning live and then breaking to me live that Craig Council will be managing the Chicago Cubs. How on fucking earth, Tim Shea?
I don't know. I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah.
Like I jokingly told, I was talking to my brother. I was picking up some medicine. I had to leave Walgreens because I gotta go for a minute. I go, the Cubs just hired Craig Council. And the guy looked at me and goes, what? He laughed at me. He thought I was kidding. I was talking to my brother a couple minutes before that. I like, oh, watch, he's gonna go to like the Cardinals or something. Just joking. Like, what the fuck? Where?
Yeah, when it first said Mets and Brewers or something, I thought, okay, Houston maybe, but they didn't have a manager. I thought maybe the Yankees.
Did the Cubs fire David Ross?
Well, yeah, they did now.
I mean, just like within the last 10 minutes and then, or is he moving? I don't know. I don't know.
Tony, your thoughts? Tony in Texas.
This is shocking. Shocking. My mom called Council a traitor. This is the most shocking thing I might have seen in Brewer history since Paul Molitor decided to go to the Blue Jays. Bart, do you agree?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was awful. That was awful. This is a million times worse.
This is worse.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, Adam thought we were joking. If you're just joining us, Craig Council is managing the Cubs now.
Like, I'm sweating.
I'm sweating too, but
I I'm sweating at the top of my head. Like
Is he an asshole? Is he a douche? Is he a money grubber? What is it, Tim?
It's going to be great. You imagine we're going to hear him talk for the first time? What is that going to be like?
So when should we get like the ad in the paper? Like, thank you, Milwaukee. I don't even think he can put one in there. Right?
Oh, thank you, Milwaukee ad?
Yeah.
Well, he'll do it, but I mean, people like us will just roll our eyes.
Yeah, he can't. If I'm the Journal, I mean, obviously you take it because you take every dollar, but.
Holy fuck.
I honestly would have thought Giannis would leave before Craig Council would leave the Brewers. I mean,
for the Cubs.
For the Cubs. It's like Giannis going to the Bulls or Giannis going to the Celtics.
Would you have the Bucks got Dame if it meant Council leaving? Don't answer that. They're not even related.
No.
I know.
Why we even bring it up?
We need to have Ike Winkler like a little thing on Twitter. Or X, Ike Winkler. Would you?
Oh, we need a what would you say to this man?
Yeah, what would you say? Yes, put that out there right now.
I'm doing it.
Fuck you. I would say fuck you.
Wow.
Hey, I'm all about capitalism, you know, but come on, man. This is putting salt in the wounds. This is some bullshit.
This is worse than that.
It's a free market. I get it. But really, the Cubs. And you know what it is, Tim? He probably doesn't want to move. So his wife is going to stay right there and wherever they live, Whitefish Bay or wherever the hell they live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He might have the best of both worlds.
He doesn't have, you know,
no moving. You know, I need to go to Whitefish Bay. I need to get instant reaction. Should I go to Craig Council Field?
Like, they
got to rename that.
Should we burn it down tonight?
It needs to be Tim Shea Field.
Should we burn down
Craig Council Field?
Yeah.
At least toilet paper at Tim. TP.
I think we need to go. I need to go take down the. They also named a street after him, Council Avenue. All right. Well,
this is not the news I wanted to hear. I would rather have heard a big Packer announcement or something good, but this is a bad way to start the month.
They're doing an announcement later today for the draft dates.
Oh, no one cares.
Just letting you know. Just keeping you informed.
Hey, so Timmy, you seem a little bit going well.
Chicago Cubs. What?
Timmy seemed a little underwhelmed when you mentioned my name, Bart, on last show. Tim, you want to address that? Like, it was fine. It was okay.
Oh no, you're fine. You were great. I ran into you in Madison. It was great. I could smell you from a mile away. Whatever you were wearing smelled very good.
All right, thank you. I mean, the coincidence of all coincidences, I have. I've been talking about going out to lunch with somebody, and we knew we were never gonna actually go out to lunch. We have a reservation at 1 o'clock, which I pushed back a few 15 minutes at Tupelo Honey. Me and Rami Makhlouf.
Oh, Rami. Where's Rami live? Bayview?
Yes, sir.
How are you reacting to whatever this is?
I'm shocked. I like it. I gotta say, I like it. I think Craig Council might be the best tactical manager in all of baseball. I like David Ross, and I think he did a pretty dang good job. But anytime you can upgrade, you upgrade. And I think the Cubs just upgraded. I am a little mad, though, Bart. I just told this story to my girlfriend right before I jumped on with you. And I'm just going to air some dirty laundry and give a peek behind the curtain here. A few years ago, we're down at spring training covering the Brewers. And it was myself and the guys from the Big Show. And then Tim Allen was down there representing the post-game show. And we had an interview set up with Craig Council. And I won't name the guy. You probably know who it is, Bart. I won't name him just in case I ever get a job in this town again. But a Brewers media relations guy called me the night before the interview and said, hey, who's doing this interview with Craig Council tomorrow? And I said, oh, that's me and Gary for the Big Show. And he said, oh, I thought that was Tim. I thought that was for the spring training show you guys do. And I said, no, that's me and Gary. And he said, all right, I think we're going to have Tim do that one. And I said, why? And he said, well, I think we'd rather have a Brewers fan interview the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. Because I was never shy about the fact that I was a Cubs fan. And now that guy is the manager of the Chicago Cubs. After they denied me the interview because I was loyal to the Cubs, now Craig Council showed you his true colors and where his loyalty really lies, which is whoever is going to pay him the most and give him a chance to win some baseball games.
I know you've been out of the game for a little bit, and we're glad to have you back in Milwaukee, yeah. And I'm excited to have lunch with you again.
Yeah.
But the way that you just somehow made this story about you,
you know me.
Seamlessly,
you know me.
Fucking effortless.
Thank you. You know me. I'm the big selfish, Bart.
Not that I didn't try. I posted a picture like, look at me in the Cubs locker room 2018. Who knew? I tried to, but you did it in a way that was magnifique.
You know me. You know I'm petty and selfish. I'm the big selfish. I'm the big petty. You know this.
Wow, this is truly shocking. This is
I am shocked.
Well, for you too, it's like you're a Cubs guy. Okay, Craig maybe comes back from Milwaukee. Goes like you're not. This isn't even on your radar, and then this happens.
No, this I never saw this. I didn't think. Why would they move on from David Ross? He just had a fine year. But like I said, and this is what I've always said about the quarterback position in football. When you know you have an Aaron Rodgers, but you draft a Jordan Love, or you have a Brett Favre, but you draft an Aaron Rodgers. Anytime you can upgrade at a position that important, no matter how good it may look at the time, if you think you can upgrade, you upgrade. And they did. I think they did. I like David Ross, but like I said, I think Craig Counsell might be the best tactical manager in all of baseball. And as a couple,
well, Robbie, to back your point up, I mean, you actually make a good point there. Who won the World Series this year? Bruce Bochy, right? Came from a different team. And then also Dusty Baker came from a different team. So, I mean, you make some good points, Rami. You might want to take that and talk about that a little bit more, because new managers bring a little juice to the team, you know?
They do. Joe Maddon. I mean, you don't have to go far to look. Look at Joe Maddon when they brought
him. Well, the Phillies. The Phillies. They filed Gabe Kapler.
Yep.
A couple years ago.
The Brewers and Craig Counsell's camp were not in direct contact as the weekend progressed. It remains unclear what the Brewers' final offer was. You know what? The Brewers, bad PR out of this, but they're going to be saved from Counsell's pure just traitory. Like, it doesn't, you shouldn't have to outbid financially Craig Counsell, of all people, to not stay with you to then go to, of all people, the Cubs. I mean, this is like if Jim Harbaugh's like, you're going to suspend me. And then is the coach of Ohio State 3 weeks later. This is unbelievable.
You know, I'm sure somebody has already done it because Twitter is petty. Can somebody dig up the video of him talking about how much this means to him? Baseball, Milwaukee. Remember the very well produced video.
Grant posted something just this morning.
Front office. I've watched Brewer games for 35 years. I'm a Milwaukee Brewer. You know, I've always felt that way. I feel responsibility for it. I always have. And I'm proud to have that responsibility.
And you left him for dead. Man, this is such like a high school sweetheart, fucking midlife crisis. Dump your fucking high school ex-wife. The three kids are, we're back here. Fucked. He's down in Chicago. Got all the money now. Whatever. Still like has an apartment here so he can see the kids. But
high rise condo. Right in downtown. Right there, overlooking the lake.
Mm. Hey Bart, don't you think everything just kind of added up with Counsell though? You know, you got the Corbin Burns kind of petty pinching him. You got the Josh Hader trade. Just all these little nickel and dime moves with management.
I don't know, but as a Shorewood resident, I'll say I'm not surprised that a white Bay guy is. Because White Bay is not really Milwaukee, unlike Shorewood is.
You said we're going to be saved by Counsell going to the Cubs, but should we be kind of equally as mad to Mark? Just saying, here's a blank check. Go.
Yes, but Counsell could have. Counsell could have gone anywhere that he wanted in this league. And he, even if a team that
I get that.
So obviously always mad at Mark. He sucks and is cheap, but this is crazy.
You just couldn't convince him to say it anywhere but
you. Can't you be mad or disappointed with both parties? With both?
Yes. Matt, oh yeah. Equally. Yes.
And Craig Counsell. Uh-huh. They have to be one. Do you have to like aim all your focus, all your anger at Craig Counsell because he betrayed you?
No, not at all.
Bart, you got to get a press pass when he comes into town and just drill him.
I got to get a press. I'm the one who has an interview to make.
Well, of course, he's going to want to talk to you, Rami. He'll want to talk to you now. you can tell him about all the best pizza places in Chicago. Where to find a good Italian beef. You could tell him all that now.
I might have a job right now.
I'm listening to David Ross right now. He's on the score.
Is he really? Is?
Why? Yeah.
I had to turn down my volume so you didn't hear. I don't know. I don't know if it was a replay of him playing that, like his end of the year or whatnot, but they just
turn it up.
Still on him.
Scoring's that lazy.
They're, yeah, they're talking. They're talking. They are having a party on the score right now.
Oh, man.
So where are we riding? AmFam or Council's Field or Council's House?
You want to just do a like a parade, like start at AmFam and go to Whitefish Bay?
Yeah, you're the parade. You're the parade guy, Bart. You're the grandmaster. You're the grandmaster. Where do we go? You're the organizer.
Yeah, better name, please.
What do they call the person in charge of a parade? I forget. Grand Marshal.
You're the Grand Marshal.
All right, yeah, not Grandmaster or Grand Wizard.
Brewers will be in Chicago.
I'm going to drop Bart. Bart, I'm going to drop
here May 27th. What? What?
I'm going to drop Bart. Saddest day since 1992 when Paul Molitor left.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I was going to buy Rami lunch. That just flipped around how that's happening. And then I'll be live after the Bucks tonight, and we'll talk more about this and the Bucks.
Is this a drinking lunch or is this right. Just.
I got to work tonight at CBS, but you can drink.
Nah, that's all right. I don't drink alone, but I will see you there. No, we'll have
maybe a beer. Then
we'll have some fun.
TBD.
All right,
Tim. You maybe were invited to the lunch.
Maybe I'll drive past.
You want to come to lunch? Come to lunch.
No, I can't eat, but you two have fun. Congratulations, Rami, on your new manager.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a big day. It's a big day for us. See you later, Tim.
All right, Rami, I'll see you in 20 minutes.
See you, dude.
I'm fucking real.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Again, did have a very nice meal with Rami. Got the chicken, got the grits. Had a banana pudding dessert that Rami and I shared. We had one bowl with two spoons, and we got right to the point right until the germs started to cross. So I think we both got a good amount of basin. I thought about just eating it and finishing it, but we let it be. 402-915-BART, 402-915-BART. That is the Carl's Place voicemail line. carlofet.com/Bart. This is from Spark Guy. So I've got this voicemail. I got some others, Packer-related others, that I'll get to on tomorrow's show. And, yeah, this is still so shocking. So shocking. Here's Spark Guy.
Bart, Spark Guy here. Need to call in with the big news. I know you did the live show, but about Craig Council. First off, I'll own the fact that I'm a Cubs fan. I have to get that out of the way before I can talk. Cubs fans' perspective is simply this. There's excitement that simply David Ross is gone. His mismanagement of starting pitchers, his mismanagement of the bullpen, not doing the correct matchups, has always kind of been a nerd versus jock thing where the nerds and the Cubs have always kind of had an affinity for him, but he's clearly not cut off for the job. So I think Cub fans are just excited to have an upgrade over somebody that was just not doing a good job. So I got that out of the way. That's my personal feelings on it. I will say this, Cubs fan here. I have a personal investment and affinity into baseball in Milwaukee. That said, I think unlike most Cub fans, I don't have any hatred for the Brewers. And I live here and I want to see baseball in Milwaukee. I worry that the sentiment is again spitting back to some villain or somebody who is such a big problem that that is why this is happening. At the end of the day, I think everybody in Milwaukee needs to take a step back first off and say, who are you hiring next? Jim Leonard? Because I think that's a big part of the problem. Doesn't have to be a Wisconsin guy, and they all don't have to be Wisconsin guys. And I know that it's personal because of his relationship with the city and everything else. But that said, nobody's asking the question. You touched on it a little bit, but how bad must it be in that organization for him to walk like this? I think that's the question people need to be asking. They also need to be asking, what is he aware of the next 2, 3, 5 years looking like that he's cutting bait right now? I think the pressure should be on ownership, not necessarily for not paying him, but for letting this get to this point and what are the future plans. So again, I just always like to refocus everybody's energy. It's the ownership. It's always been the ownership, and Antanasio being on the relocation committee for the A's and some of his other moves, they're concerning. I want baseball here. So final thing I have to ask you, your thoughts. What will he spend the extra money on? He's now saved money again, this time on a manager. I know everyone here takes pride in doing things on the cheap, but will he get more ticket stubs or more baseball cards with the savings he has of his manager being gone? See you, dude.
Yeah, you let Mark Canha go. Canha? I don't even remember anymore. I didn't even was here for a month. You let him go. There was your money. You could use that elsewhere. Granted, I guess separate kitties, but it's all the same bottom line. Oh, I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, at one point, I think a guy getting a different job because he wants more money isn't like that's what a lot of people do in a lot of walks of life. That's what a lot of people do. And that's what a lot of us would do. You can get a job that gets more money. I think that where this is different, it's the same thing I said about Giannis. Like Giannis would put out all these tweets out there. I'm loyal. I'll never leave. You know, I just talked about this, but Craig did the same kind of stuff about just his attachment to Milwaukee. And it seems like he was willing to get rid of all that. Maybe he thinks, oh, I saw Brett Favre come back 30 years later and be celebrated again. It won't last forever, but this is the Cubs. This is the Cubs. If I was a Cubs fan, I'd feel very empowered. I'd be a huge dick. I'd be such an ass. I'd be such an ass. God, I mean, council jerseys are going to be the top rated seller now. That's all you're going to see at Miller Park is Cubs council's jerseys. Cause now you can rub it in, you know, oh yeah, you're wearing a Cubs jersey, but oh, now you're wearing a council jersey. Shit. Going to those games. I wouldn't like if no Brewer fan goes to those games, those Cubs Brewers games, let them take over. Fuck. I'm not going to that shit. This is just sucks when a guy who, you know, acts like he's a descendant of Bernie Brewer and he's second in line to the slide. You go to the Cubs that quickly. He didn't need to work before, or the Cubs had to request before November 1st. If they want to talk to Craig, they had to request. They never did that. This all came together quickly. How quick did it take for him to make a decision that he's out? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. If tonight's not a gummy night, then what is? My goodness. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Gummy nights, usually nights that end in Y, and you can get those gummies at HappyPlaceHemp.com. 20% off each and every order. We are very excited to continue this partnership. They got the 50 MGs out of the Delta 8s. Those will be pretty good. The Delta 8s, Delta 9s. Again, the sampler packs. There's a lot of different ways that you can get started and you can test like what works best for you. Just go to happyplacehemp.com, type in the promo code BART, 25% off every order. Or you can check them out there in Muskego on College Court. If you want to meet Chris and Rob and take a look at some of the product, you can just say Bart there. Otherwise, they'll put them in the mail and send them to you pretty quickly. The CBD CBN ones have been very good. Those help me sleep. And real eager to I'm recording this in the Odyssey building. Real eager to get home and get a Delta 8 in this body. Real eager to do that. The following was also recorded at the Odyssey Studios. It was the post game after Bucks Knicks. So enjoy, and let's talk some Bucks. Also, screw you, Craig Council. Screw you, man. Let's talk some Bucks basketball. Let's talk some Bucks basketball. Milwaukee Bucks basketball. They beat the Nets. Hey, guys. Bucks beat the Nets 129 to 125. And for most of the game, I was able to keep a good eye on it. I haven't seen, like, the Twitter reaction. I'm sure that there'll be some people mad about some stuff. I think where I'm at initially with the Bucks is just win games, please. Just win games. Everybody is, I think, a little, I don't know, are we kind of on edge? Are we kind of doubting if this is going to work? Are we kind of doubting Adrian Griffin? Are we kind of doubting the whole thing? Do we not like seeing that the Celtics keep winning? Do we not like seeing that we're not winning by as many points as we thought we would? I mean, do we not like that? I feel like there's some of that going on. I feel like there's like some of that going on, and so people are, I don't know, a little bit just not, I don't know. What do we want, a 10 out of 10 right away? What are they playing, like a 7 out of 10? I mean, it was a close game against the Knicks. They won that game, in-season tournament. That's my personality now. I love it. I actually did not get into this game as much because of what were the stakes? A regular season game? Come on. I need in-season tournament, baby. I need in-season tournament game. Keep my juices flowing. Let's get after it. Give me some of that IST. Bucks win. That stands for in-season tournament if you missed it. Bucks win. I thought down the stretch, some good defense at the rim. I like that. And I like that play they ran to Jay Crowder there at the end. It's just Crowder missed his first free throw. Giannis Antetokounmpo, here's something we can complain about. Giannis took 7 three-point shots. Okay. There was one where he took it, missed, got it back, took it again, made it. That was the one he made. 7 three-point shots. So I still don't know how that is a part of the offense as much as it is. Giannis had 36, 12 boards. Dame with 21. Some real impactful plays at the bucket when he needed them. 7 assists for Dame. 15 for Middleton. Bunch of guys contributing off the bench. Jay Crowder with 15. He's been playing well. Brook Lopez, what's been his best statistical night? Like, what's been Brook's best night overall? 13 points? His point output right now is 13, 13, 11, 6, 13, and 4. So Brook hasn't been as dominant as we thought he might be at different times, but they're still trying to figure out the best way to use him on defense. I think I said this on Friday night on YouTube when Q was giving me a ride, is that like the players came to Adrian Griffin and said, hey, we'd like you to use Brook more in the drop. And then he goes, sometimes players are smarter than the coach. And people were like, what? This guy's stupid. Remember, Giannis has been here for a decade. Middleton, too. Lopez for 5 years. These guys, they know a lot more how to play with each other than Adrian Griffin knows how they play. Adrian Griffin has watched the Bucks play before when he was either scouting them or playing against them. He's not watched the Bucks like us. He's not watched the Bucks like them. And so there's going to be some things that he needs to learn as we go forward. And one thing that Adrian Griffin has going for him is that he's not just going to fucking leave us and go to the GD Cubs. Okay? God. Peter says, I hope it's not a trend for Giannis to have more three-point attempts than he does free throws. Well, there you go. 5 of 6 at the line and 1 of 7 from three. Interesting. Adam says, Adrian Griffin, greatest manager in Wisconsin sports. Hey, let's see. We got him. We got Bart Lundy. I put those guys at top two. Greg Gard. People like Gardy, yeah. LaFleur is no good. Council's a traitor. I'm just trying to figure out which base, because Craig Council's got a park in Whitefish Bay. I'm trying to figure out, or he was a shortstop, so maybe I'll use the dirt. I'm just trying to figure out which part of that field I'm going to take a shit on. Haven't decided yet, but it's in the works. Dan says, at least Giannis is loyal, unlike someone else who must not be named. Okay, so a lot of that going to be going on tonight. Brooke is best as a shot blocker. Bart, how was Rock and Brews as a proud member? Rock and Brews, nice little place. It's a whole new world up there in the second floor of Pato. Matt in the Falls. Hey, buddy, good to see you.
Likewise.
Is this a new location for the third straight show from you? Wow.
Same couch, different spot.
Okay. Got
a lot of options on this here couch.
It's a nice looking couch.
Thanks.
What's on your mind tonight, friend?
I mean, Bucks win, but just like the Packers, like it wasn't a good, wasn't a pleasing win. I want to be blowing teams out. And you know, oh, it's only the fifth game. Oh, they needed, like, come on, these are experienced players. They should be hitting the floor running, pun intended. And like, we shouldn't be scraping by these like 7-8 seed level teams. You know, maybe the Nets will be a 6 seed. Ooh, but it's just, I need to see more, and I need to see it quickly. Like Lopez not being used properly. Because you went over his numbers. I mean, that's a bad trend. What is this, 5-6 games? I don't know, but I'm not well.
I'm just, I like, not here about it. I'm with you. I had this thought earlier. I did while watching the game. It was like a back and forth game, and the Nets took the lead again. Scott says blowing teams out. Laughing emojis. Bro, it's the NBA. You need to chill. I would agree with Matt here that from a hype standpoint, from what we had 3 weeks ago, and while we know it's going to take time, I still thought we'd get a little more of a head start. You know, we're letting these guys put 40 up against us. Okay, they still lose. Empty buckets, empty calories. But I want our team. I want our team. What I want is for our team to just go out there and kick an absurd amount of ass.
Yeah.
And playing like, it's a tight game, you know. I don't know. Because we've gotten blown out a couple of times.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, we're playing these tight games and winning, but when we're not doing that, we're getting crushed by the Hawks. Or
all we're asking is, when are we going to blow someone out?
Exactly.
Look,
I mean, we can't. No, not really.
I want to say this. We're in a time here where we're 12 hours removed as we're talking from a guy totally stabbing us in the back. The Packers are there. College basketball starts, I guess. Some say it doesn't start for another 5 months. That would be me.
April?
March.
Huh.
I just want my Bucks to kick the shit out of some team. Yeah, 82-game season. We're analyzing this team to the nuts. I don't know. I think in the first 9 minutes, we said a few things that happened, and Matt and I came to a spot of agreement where we want to see us kick some ass. That's all.
Yeah. Every game counts. You know, I want to be the highest seed possible, and like we have the players to be this historically good team, and hopefully it, you know, hopefully it gels together.
Daniel knows we haven't really played a bad team yet, so. But not everybody can be happy. You know, not everybody can be happy. What happened tonight was the Bucks got another win, which hurts their draft stock. I know that will make hot take Jake, or no tit Jake, it says tonight. Great, great stuff.
Yeah, somebody in the comments called me that the other day. So I'm like, well, screw it. If I say it, I'm like B-Rabbit in 8 Mile. Tell these people something they don't know about me.
So, Jake, hurts our draft stock tonight. Obviously a big blow. But
yeah,
maybe we'll lose when we play on Wednesday.
I'm heartbroken right now. I'm just I'm all out of sorts.
Well, what'd you think? Any Bucks thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. Giannis, dude, at this point, where I feel like he's trolling me, taking these three-pointers. But I'm downtown, Matt, right now.
Well, yeah, but...
Met some friends for the game. I saw
at the Deer District. I heard there was going to be a popular show get together.
Well, I tried. Austin showed up. Q was going to show up, but we didn't end up seeing him. But I had some of my boys there with me. It was a nice little shindig. Had like six of us or so. So it was a good time. We went to Major Goolsby's, which we asked if they could put the Bucks game on about a minute or two after it was tipped off. And they put it on 2 32-inch TVs in the bar. The other ones had Equestrian on, as well as like an Old Dominion basketball game or something. Very, very disappointing service from usually a go-to. But the game itself, really, the like I said, Giannis, enough with the threes, dude. We don't just stop. But it's not benefiting anybody. Nobody's buying it. Then in the fourth quarter, I'm just like, what do we get Lillard for? If Giannis is just going to take the ball up, again, shoot more threes. Whoa, what the hell happened? Spooky.
I'm going to start doing a no car mandate on these shows. I'm kind of getting tired of the cars.
What? What's wrong?
What the fuck everybody's joining me in their goddamn car for?
No, I went to Tim's house. I'm just waiting for him to get here.
All you guys in your cars, it's like you guys all joined the show as if like it's the second thing you're doing at the time.
Bart, this is a stop and go society. Some of us have responsibilities, jobs.
I got off the air 4 minutes ago to do this.
Hey, think of it this way. I was so excited and ready to get on your show that I couldn't wait to get home. I'm like, I got to get on now. This is where it's at. This is the second time I've talked to you tonight, actually.
Yeah, you called the show. Thanks.
Yeah,
I did. Good stuff.
You white collar workers can just, you know, hop on a computer and work from anywhere. Not all, you know, that's not the case for everyone.
White collar. I'm digging my own career into a grave. Oh, I wanted to say this. Shane says, I'm fine with them figuring it out. New coach, new superstar, relax. This is not a place of, you know, again, they won. We're not going to be sad that they won. This isn't yesterday. But we're at a point where I just think Matt and I, if I can speak for you, we've watched how many games now? Six games.
Something like that.
We want to see a blowout now. We saw some close games. Close games are good. It's going to help. It's great to watch these guys like get better and learn from each other. And, you know, we just want to see like, you know, we don't want to see the thinking man's episode. We want to see a thriller.
That's
the movie we want to watch tonight. We want to watch action.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't expect a little bit more at this point, even though I knew it was going to take some time to adjust. I thought just the sheer talent and fit of Dame and Giannis, we'd see a little bit more. But Dame is just being too unselfish at this point. Like in the fourth quarter, close game, 5 minutes, grab the ball and go. That's your time. And, you know, they won, but it almost cost them. Like, this is why we brought Damian Lillard in, and I'd like to see it come to fruition.
Daniel says, Jake, we got Dame to close games out. Did you not see the Knicks game the other night? Drew's not single-handedly doing that.
I don't understand. Is he agreeing with me?
No, Drew, you said you want Dame to be more unselfish. He had 15 to 16 on Friday night.
No, I'm saying he's being too unselfish.
He wasn't on Friday is what he's saying.
Right, I'm talking about tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then he was.
Why would I be talking about Friday?
Greg reminds us Miami was a blowout for three quarters. It was. And then we got, you know, a taste of the dreaded Bucks blow a game syndrome, which sucks. Q's here as well. Q, good to see you.
I'm excited. That was gusto. What? That was gusto.
What was gusto?
The game. Like, I feel like in the first half, I was very concerned that we were going to get blown out. Like, it was trending a lot like Toronto. And I was surprised they battled back. And it's nice to have Jay hitting those threes. That's a huge luxury, especially while we're waiting for Chris to get healthy and get off that restriction. I mean, at times it is very frustrating. Like, I think we're watching this team figure themselves out as they go. Luckily, they have the talent to pull it off more than they don't. But I think there's a lot to like about today's win, especially against a team that, like, they had a decent second half last year, and their team had a lot more time to gel than the Bucks have had. I feel like a broken record, but like, Dame didn't play basketball this summer, neither did Giannis. So those guys are still getting into game shape, and they're playing against younger teams for the most part right now. And they have more wins than losses. And that's really all that I can ask for at this point. It's not sexy, but
you could ask for a blowout.
You could ask for a blowout, and I think we'll get one on Wednesday against the hapless Pistons. They're not a very good game. Team.
Yeah, but I can't believe you guys, because if we win that game, that's going to be one win further away from getting a guy like Ron Holland in the draft.
Or this Steven is not Castle, the same thing. Shut up.
Or Justin Edwards. I mean, why win when you could, like, could you imagine Isaiah Collier with Dame? Oh, my God. I want the 9 pick, man.
I've said my piece. I left my voicemail. I won't speak on it again.
I bet you will.
People are asking what card game Matt is playing.
I was playing a little Go Fish earlier with my daughter.
Who won?
Pretty wild. Pretty wild stuff.
All right. I would like to, if you have more Bucks thoughts, please use them in the comments or feel free to jump on. I would like to know your guys' council reactions, if we could start in the order you joined the program, Matt.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's, I mean, what, like just the absolute gall of the guy. Like, it's incredible. I was watching the stream live, so I found out with you.
Yeah.
And I didn't join because I was just stunned. Like, and then they play the clip.
I saw you in the comments being like, what is this? Why is that? What is happening?
Yeah, I just couldn't. And then Rami came on and was gloating, and then they played the clip where Council's like, oh, I'm just a brewer through and through. I think that's evident. And then boom. Do we have the terms of the contract? I haven't looked at all.
$40 million for 5 years, $8 million a year, highest MLB manager ever. And I think what that tells me is it sounded like the Mets made an offer that was not that high. The Brewers made an offer of $5.5 million, knowing that someone else would beat it. But they can still say in record, in history, they at one time offered someone to be the highest paid manager. It does not sound like Craig went back to these guys. There were some very interesting comments from Mark Attanasio tonight, if you didn't see them. First of all, Mark says, we're all here today because we lost Craig. I've reflected on this. Craig lost us, and he's lost our community. This is a really special place to be.
Ooh, are we going to get a Dan Gilbert letter?
That's Mark Attanasio. Yeah, I guarantee we beat you before
the
you
Brewers
win.
Will get a world championship before.
I'm glad. I'm glad Attanasio said that.
Attanasio on losing Council to the Cubs. When he first told me, I said, are you messing with me?
I'm sure he said
people are mad about this one. People are mad about this one.
The same reaction you had then, Bart.
Yeah. People are mad about this one. Mark said council told him in early September that he'd shifted towards wanting to manage next year instead of taking a year off, including to possibly manage away from our community or organization or team. My first goal was to make sure it didn't become a distraction. I think you should have just fired his ass right there.
Yep.
These are all from Adam McKelvey's Twitter. He, along with some of the other Brewers reporters, jumped on a Zoom tonight. Jake.
Well, first things first, obviously, fuck that guy. It's so bizarre to me, the whole situation. Like, he went from being the most beloved manager the team will probably ever have, because gosh darn it, do we love our local boys, to now being forever hated. And because here's the thing, if he took that same deal in New York, most people in Milwaukee are going to go, ah, that sucks to lose him, but I get it.
And we'd be mad at the Brewers. Any other team that he could have accepted, we would be mad at the Brewers for letting him go. But he chose to go to the Cubs, which means we're like, some people are probably still going to be mad at the Brewers and Mark, but more people will be mad at council now because he went to the place where you cannot go. And it sounded like the Cubs, they never asked to interview him. So they got in on this very, very late. And when they get in on this, council basically has like a day or two to figure out, is this money worth the pushback that I'm going to get? And yeah, and millions of dollars, I'm sure. But I just, what stinks for me is to know how much he said this stuff, how much he put this out there, and how quick it took for him to blow all that away just so that he could get a few more extra dollars and be the manager of the Cubs. He is somebody who, when I looked at the last few years, I've probably mentioned this 9 times already in this complete podcast, but I'll say it again, is Giannis used to say all that shit, and I'd be like, stop saying how loyal you are, because it's going to come back to bite you. And council always said it, and you never thought for a second it would come back to bite him. No team has ever better like been the personification of a guy, of a manager. He's not just a manager, he's a fan. And
not anymore.
I was insulted when Mark let him go interview in the first place. I was insulted if someone else would have outbid him. But the fact that he went to the Cubs, it's like, and council's going to come back to that ballpark. What's it going to be like for him? And are we going to like have fun with it? Like, oh, it's great to be here. I'm on this side now. Like, I'm not in for any of that shit. You're going to have, you're going to have Cubs fans in council jerseys sitting in front of you at these games. It's going to be fucking miserable. Yeah.
There's not going to be any Midwest hospitality for him when he comes back to Milwaukee. And it's just very snakish. And then to hear him like
close to home. What's closer to home than fucking home?
Well, and I love when he's like, what?
Home with more money.
Yeah. Home with short drive, more money.
I love when he's like, hey, I want to call the players so they can find out from me. It's like, do you think they don't have social media? You fucking dumbass.
Brett says, who we talked to earlier, he's going to get cheered. Brewers fans are too scared to show up to boo his ass. I 1,000% agree with him that Brewers fans are going to be. Well, they did boo him when he put in Jesse Winker. So we have booed him before.
Anybody but the Cubs. Even if he went to the Cardinals, I don't think he gets booed. But the Cubs, no, your ass is done. That's the ultimate betrayal.
Q?
I could not disagree with you all more. I'm happy for Craig. I think he's been saddled by a poverty franchise for 9 years. He did what was best for him. He's getting more money. He's getting more resources. He stays close to home. There's a big portion of the Brewers fan base from a certain generation that are still Cubs fans from when the Braves left. And
God,
I like, I'm sorry. I don't feel angry at him at all.
No.
Have you ever had a bad boss? Have you ever worked for a company you hated? Like, I think that he is still extremely upset that they traded Josh Hader when he thought like he had baseball figured out. And like, I don't know, if you could get paid more, get all the resources you ever wanted, and like still not make your family move, why wouldn't you ever do that?
All right. First of all, I'm gonna bring in 2 more people. We'll go 6 wide. But like, this is like, you know, Shark Week or whatever. This is actually a week that we didn't tell you about. It's most awful fucking takes of all time week from Q.
Two days
in a row.
I'm sorry. Like, we normally agree, Bart, on everything, but like, when you're not going to make the playoffs, you play for draft picks and you can't hate a guy. And like, here's the other thing, like, that I brought up on Grant's show earlier. I didn't bring up here. I was frustrated with Council for not getting us to the next step. I'm pretty consistent with that with all my coaches. If you can't get us over the hump, it's time for a new voice.
There will be some discussion that I want to have this week about the way out of this and the silver, like, not silver linings, but could the Brewers, like, they're...
Is West Bend going to let you use that?
No. But maybe we did get to a point where Council, where maybe the Brewers did need a change. I talked about this with Emig and Grant not too long ago. But still, for Council going to the Cubs, that's unforgivable. It's worse than Favre going to the Vikings, too.
I don't think so at all, because Council's not doing it out of resent. He's not doing it to stick his middle finger up at us.
He might be to Mark.
Well, and I mean, and if
and along the way, like, I've said this before, but if you're going to flip off Mark, he's got to know Mark's on the other side of the room. We're all in the middle. He flipped us all off.
I feel like if he did flip off Mark, he's doing it as a Brewers fan then, because we all are upset with Mark.
John is here. And hey, John. Oh, I had Joe in Iowa. Anyway, what's up, John?
How's it going? I mean, I guess I kind of just want, and obviously we're never going to get it, I kind of want the complete story, really, dating back to the beginning of last year. Were there contract extension talks before then? How much was Mark willing to pay back then? Because to be honest with you, like, I thought I would be devastated when he left. And I was like, good for you. Like, I agree with Q.
Give this guy the hook.
Yeah. Like, I just, I.
God, such an asshole.
Like Q just, like, set it on the money. Like, just, like, having, like, a bad boss and just, like, continually, like, wanting more resources and not being able to get more resources. And I think I just, like, all Brewers fans complain about the owner constantly, about how he's not willing to spend money.
But
so,
if he wanted all this, he had it in New York.
Then you would have to move across the country.
It's bullshit that he can. It is bullshit that he can get all these other great things and still live in fucking Ozaki, fucking Okauchi Lake, whatever the fuck he lives.
But like,
it's bullshit. That is bullshit. You don't get to leave the Brewers and stay close to home. That is bullshit.
You
like
Craig? Why can't you be happy?
Should take away his Wisconsin residency.
I don't like Craig. He lied to us
before this.
He lied to us for 20 years.
But like, if you got a great job in Chicago, Bart, I wouldn't be upset with you at all.
Not at all.
Because you like tried to make it
here. That's not the same.
You tried to make it here in Milwaukee. It didn't work. Like, now you're talking Cubs.
What if I got hired? What if it was the Winkler and Zabin show? Would you be happy for me?
I would listen to it. And like, I'm considering cheering for the Cubs this year because the Brewers are never going to win a World Series.
Get him out of here. God,
that was too far for me, to be honest.
That was too far.
I think he was a closet Cubs fan before this. That's what this is.
Disinfectant spray.
That's like, we all know Ryan Horvath's a closet Chicago guy. Like, Q, I think, might be with him. I don't know.
How much to drink the rest of this bottle? How much?
Don't do that.
Going for five. $5. $10. I'll drink the bottle. Let's go. I need a new microphone. $20.
Bart, you just want to do it.
Honestly, like, this is the last thing I'll say, and then I'll drop off.
The Dan Shaney YouTube stream, I am talking about drinking a bottle of disinfectant.
That'd be a slow, painful death.
Yeah, I think you would, like, poop out your insides. But I was such a big Brewers fan, and then we just got stuck, like, in mediocrity, and it just took the wind out of my sails. And, like, I guess it might be another situation where you just don't know what you've got until it's gone. Like, I miss Rodgers this year. I never thought I would say that. But I'm more excited about the future with
Jordan Love and hopefully some high draft picks because
yeah, we
just weren't going to get over the top with Rodgers again.
Good comment.
So that's what I got.
I also think that, you know, Mark even said in his comments, he just seems like the kind of boss who thinks that he's the reason for the success. And meanwhile, like, the reason that the Brewers are where they are is because of, you know, Doug Melvin, Stearns, like, Council. Like, it's these guys that are responsible. Mark didn't even hire Melvin. He inherited Melvin. And I just, like, in a statement, he was like, oh, you know, we could go on talking about a half hour about, like, how unique we are and whatever. It's just, he seems like the kind of guy who thinks he's the reason for the success when it's all the people below him that he didn't even hire. So I just, that's, it's just frustrating.
Oh, Zach says, good call, John. Well done.
I'm out of here.
Jake, hold on. One thing, real quick.
Hold on. DeRottweiler just threw $20 in just so I could get this message to Matt to log on to Fortnite and play.
What the fuck?
So, Matt, I need you to log on to Fortnite now.
Well, you're what driving. The fuck must be new here.
I'll send you. I'll send you half of that.
I wanted to say that before I left here, from an on the field perspective, I don't really care that much because I said it before. The difference between the greatest manager of all time and a pretty good manager is so minuscule. In baseball, it's so much about the athletes. The coaching has so little to do with it. But it feels like a betrayal in that Favre level, like you said, Bart. And unfortunately, he just dropped off. But I do want to say, Hugh, I love you. You were absolutely electric yesterday. Greatest Bart Winkler call of all time.
Wow.
Don't forget to save for retirement.
Jesus. Fuck yeah.
That comment started my whole thing this morning when I was listening to that. Like, you're retired. Oh, God. I haven't even been drinking, and I'm already angry about this.
Oh, I missed that.
I don't know where to start with this. I'll start with the council thing. So I know that being in Iowa, it seems like I'm displaced from all of this, but for whatever reason, and I can't explain it, Des Moines, Iowa, and Iowa in general is somehow Chicago West when it comes to Cubs fandom because of this stupid AAA team that's here, the Iowa Cubs. So the amount of fucking Cubs fans that I've had texting me and calling me today about this news is just unbearable. So for...
I went to lunch with one at Tupelo Honey. Check out TupeloHoneyCafe.com. And when you make your reservation, put Bart in the comments. They'll give you 20% off your food.
Does that work at the Des Moines location?
You could try it and see what they say.
Why not? But I thought that my sports listening couldn't get worse than everybody like begging for the Packers to win on yesterday's recorded podcast, and then like in the middle of that, my buddy who's like apparently my new Shams texted me and was like, what the hell is Council doing? Thinking like, okay, well, he went to New York or Cleveland, and he didn't even luckily like tell me what happened. So I like logged on and I was like, oh my God, called my mother immediately. Bless her heart. She's beside herself in Racine, just can't even like keep her lunch down.
Racine, Illinois. I've been.
Relax. Okay. Not the time. All right. Let's keep Jenny's home base out of it.
I got two. There's someone in here, Fart Stinkler. Do you want to talk, Fart Stinkler? Give me a thumbs up if you do. Or if you're just watching, give me a thumbs down. Fart Stinkler wants to talk. Fart Stinkler. What's up?
I just wanted to say, go Cubs, go boys, and you guys smell like fart.
Oh, man.
I didn't kick him off.
That was the call of the day.
Get back in here.
Yeah, he
come back in here, you coward.
He could have stayed as long as he wanted. You can't just do a go. You don't have to do Baba Booey Howard Stern's penis on us. We'll fucking keep you.
Okay, my last thing, I have to ask this just real quick. I don't want to overstay my welcome. At this point, do we dig up the third base? hoping to find Jimmy Hoffa?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, like,
if there's any chance there's a reason for the curse, we have to figure it out.
Q, can you honestly say, can you say that you would be okay watching Council in the next 2 to 3 seasons win a World Series with the Cubs and be like, good for him?
Yes. I think so.
John said yes?
Yeah.
I would be fine with it because he's from here and I want him to succeed. I think he wants to be the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
What?
and like,
yeah,
I guess I've worked for a company before where you're just not getting what you need. And like,
yeah, me too. I'm sitting in the building right now.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I feel for him. And if he's the best at his job and he's just not getting the resources that he needs and nobody's listening to him, like, go to your rival, rub their face in it.
I didn't even know if he wanted to manage this year or go watch his kid play fucking doubleheaders in shitty spring weather. You don't know that he wants to be the commissioner.
I think he knew for a fact he did not want to sign an extension with this organization. And that was the nicest way he could say that.
I got another familiar face here. This is our buddy Mark.
All right, I'm going to drop. See you guys.
All right, Q. See you,
I'm
buddy.
Out of here, too.
Can't wait to hear what you have on the live show on Wednesday. Jesus Christ.
At first, I was like, it's the Cubs. And then I'm like, this is Mark Abram all over it.
This is who?
Mark. Mark.
Oh, Mark. Hey, yeah. But I don't know. He's trying to come out as the good guy here, Mark.
Did you see his press conference earlier?
Yeah, I just read some quotes, but I didn't watch it.
I saw like online on the news. It seems like he's dodging the question. He wasn't answering it fully.
So who are you mad at?
I'm mad at Mark.
What about Craig?
I don't think he has the talent to win here.
Fucking Craig.
I don't. I mean, he's been playing for like years now, but the players I'm producing, he needs better players. That's on ownership to make the moves to pay people, to pay players.
Sorry, I had to mute Matt for playing the controller. Again, we're always the second thing that people want to do. But I got paid $20 to tell Matt to play that video game, so I guess I could allow the noise. It's a real tough position I'm in. See, there I am just being like Council, being a whore for the money, absolutely disrespecting what everybody thinks and being a whore for the money.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I think he's a traitor. But also, what I'm also realizing is I think I'll keep living my life. I think I'm actually just not liking baseball as much as I used to. I think I might be having that problem. I don't know.
We paid Winker like $8 million this year.
Who? Wade Miley?
No, Winker.
Oh, Winker. Yeah, he sucks.
You're paying him more than we offered the Council. That just doesn't make.
Yeah, I thought this Mark Hanna money would do good. Test user says baseball is broken. This guy says baseball is dying. So any next manager suggestions before I wrap up?
I mean, they're probably going to look internal, like Carlos Villanueva. I would love to see Ricky Weeks just because it would make a certain segment of the fan base heads explode. Cause I always thought he's pretty underrated as a Brewer. Maybe Matt Erickson. I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Matt.
I was going to ask if we could get Q back on here for his take on that.
I'll tell you who I want. I want David
Ricky,
Ross.
No,
I want
specifically David Ross. On Ricky Weeks.
I want David Ross, the boss, like Stan Ross. And I don't care if David Ross is a shitty manager. Council made this personal, and I want it to be personal back. I want it to be personal. I want, if Mark A is going to be all fucking like, oh, Council's not a community anymore, then I want to get someone that's going to be like Brett says, get the biggest asshole we can find. Go get Tony La Russa. Get Ken Mako. Just get a huge dick. Get someone who's not going to come in here and placate the fan base for how I'm one of you. Get someone who does not give a fuck about us. Okay? That's what I want.
I guess I would just like a good man.
We just had a guy that doesn't give a fuck about us.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I'm not even kidding. I've only had 12 hours to digest this, but I 100% want David Ross. I want it. I want to take the Cubs sloppy seconds. I fucking want it.
This to me, I kind of thought of it today. I was thinking about it today. I think Mark thinks he's the face in this, kind of the way that Vince McMahon thought he was going to be the face after he screwed Bret Hart. And I think, honestly, I think maybe I'm just living in a bubble of my own. I think public sentiment is going to shift towards Council. I think
here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of people that are shocked and upset and trying to deal with the fallout. And I think by the time that the Cubs come here in May, people will go to the game specifically to buy a ticket to root for Council. And I'm going to be pissed when that happens. Bart for David Ross campaign started now.
Did you tape with Emake and Grant yet this week?
No, we are off for the week.
Oh, okay.
Paul is on a vacation.
Oh. Well, he was kind of the one that
led
the bandwagon to get Council out of town. So
we did have that discussion. Maybe I'll pull that up and I'll just clip it on YouTube and try to make some money. All right, that's all I got. Matt, you looks like you have a good night in store. Mark, anything else?
Yeah, I just sorry, this may extend it a little bit. I just posted a link in the chat about it just made me laugh earlier from Chris Hogg on Twitter. I just posted it in the chat.
Okay. At Nazio said, I'm high on what we have. I can't imagine somebody wanting to be somewhere else. Mentions commitment from various players, Bob Uecker and his family, to stay in Milwaukee.
This coming from the guy who's trying to get hundreds of millions of dollars in public money to stay in Milwaukee, talking about how great Milwaukee is. Like, give me a break. Like, I just,
You know who I want to be the ultimate troll? Pat Murphy.
No, well, that's going to be what we need to do if we have a stopgap situation, which we'll probably do. I want David Ross. I want to fuck shit up. Guys, good to see you both. I'm going to wrap up today's episode here. And see ya. They just both left. They didn't say bye. Jeez. Okay, but we had two more people join us that were not in their vehicle. So that was good to see. What else do I have to say before I leave? This is part of a longer episode, so there's new content in there. Whatever, just download and fucking, I don't care. Buy Omaha Steaks and fucking whatever. Do what you want. Fucking Council. Got Council supporters jumping in here. I'm thinking, oh, I'll get on and we'll all just bash Council. And everyone's like, I feel bad for him. I'm going to root for the Cubs now, motherfucking. Jesus, trying to, God damn it. Do you have any self-esteem about the Brewers? These are the Milwaukee Brewers, the team that's gotten shit on for 50 years just for fucking existing. We didn't do nothing wrong. We didn't do anything wrong. Then we get this guy that's one of us. I remember County Stadium. So does he. I want to bring a winner to this team. We say, so does he. I love being a Brewer. So does he. And then he's going to live here? And the drive's close? This is not about if Bart is going to Chicago or if one of you would get a job in Chicago. This is a guy who sold himself as a Brewer. Not just as a Brewer, as the Brewer, as Brewer. He wasn't a Brewers. He was Brewers. He was Brewers. And now, over the weekend, Cubs said, and he goes, grab, grab, grab. When are we going to hear from him? And what's he going to say? And how am I going to believe him? All Brewers fans, I love you. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Which bag am I going to take a poop on? Is all that I need to know. Whitefish Bay Police, you better heavily staff Craig Council Park, because the next time I got to take a poop, I know just where I'm going. And a lot of times when I have to poop, it's actually three different poops over the course of 40 minutes. So it's going to get messy. You better bring all the... I should have ended this 3 minutes ago. What have I done?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.